This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. And what a Wednesday it is. We had a good night last night, did we not? It was highly enjoyable watching J.D. Vance grab Tim Walz by his rear end and drag him through the mud for an hour and 45 minutes. And obviously, we're going to talk a ton about that in the open. That will not dominate the entire show. I don't know, segment, two segments. I haven't really decided yet. We'll discuss that tonight. A little bit more on the port strike, couple other things there. I think it's crazy how obvious Democrats make it. They want cheating in the election. That will be part of it. I have a brand new sweet pen knife, and now I have an idea of something to do with it. All that, the introduction to our brand new producer, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And don't worry, Chris is still here. This is our new guy's the one to replace Michael. Whatever. Let's discuss the debate. Okay, first, overall, that was probably the best debate performance I've ever seen in my life on a national stage, out of J.D. Vance, obviously. So let's just get that out of the way. And you know, it's me. How often do you hear me trash the GOP on this show? I'll bag on all of them. I'll bag on J.D. Vance if he screws us up tomorrow. But he was masterful last night. He deserves a ton of credit for that. That's one. Two. Speaking of bashing on him, I've been very, very hard on Donald Trump for his personnel decisions, which have really held him back. They've really kneecapped him hiring all these idiots and losers. If you're going to dog on someone like that, you better give them props when they do it right. Selecting J.D. Vance as VP, looking real sharp right about now. Props to Trump for that. Walls, you won't like this as much, but I actually don't think Walls was that bad. Let me clarify. My bar was extremely low. You heard it. We talked about that right before the debate last night. He's so frenetic all over the place. He's just kind of a weird, he's a very odd human being. We saw a bit of that. He was all over the place. He's not a great debater. And I thought he was going to have a terrible, terrible night. I thought he was going to be an F. And he wasn't an F. He was a D plus, C minus, but no one's really talking about that today. The reason they're all licking their wounds today, the reason the media is reacting like this.
There is no doubt in my mind, however Governor Walz did in terms of sincerity, that Vance won this debate.
Does Governor Walz have a problem with the truth? No.
And they were talking.
Yeah, that goes on for a minute. I'll play it. But the reason they're all doing that now is because J.D. Vance was so great. It made Walls look awful. He just looked terrible. Looked awful. So overall, a really, really great night for J.D. Vance. I don't think Walls hurt Kamala Harris. I don't think he helped Kamala Harris. But that's my overall impression of the evening. Now, before we go forward, we'll play some clips or respond to some things and whatnot. Let's discuss this. Snap polls show voters' minds already made up despite the VP debate. If you have any complaints about last night, if you have things that bothered you, and I do, I just want to explain something. First, what bothered me? What would I do different? Well, there are a few things. I would talk more about men. I think it's terrible for our politics, and I'll go into this in more depth in a little bit, that all of our politics is aimed at women. The entire freaking night, women this, what about this? My mom, with young women, old women, single women, married women, 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 woman this, woman that. Anyone got a word for the men? Anybody care? Men committing suicides at record pace in this country. Men struggling. Men this. Men that. Don't get a mention. Never a mention. Now, let me explain why that happened, though. The tiniest, tiniest sliver of this population is still undecided. And it was obvious, if you take a step back and look at that debate, the strategy going in was go for the undecided woman voter. And there are a few still out there, not a lot. It's a small, minuscule percentage, but presidential elections are decided by a small, minuscule percentage. How could anyone be undecided? It's hard for someone like you or someone like me. You're sitting here listening to the sound of my voice. That means you're either very similar to me or you're one of the dirty commie hate listeners. If you're a dirty commie hate listener, you knew you were voting for Kamala Harris the same way you knew before that you were voting for Joe Biden, the same way you knew before that you were gay. No, I'm kidding. The same way you knew before that that you needed to get your 19th booster shot. You are going to vote for whoever the media tells you to vote for. You always were. That's who you are. You were a servant of the system. So let's set the dirty commie hate listeners aside. If you were on the right, you knew going into that debate, you're going to either vote for Trump, maybe you're a hardcore Trump supporter, or maybe you are leaving it blank because you hate Donald Trump, but you knew. There's nothing that could happen either way. Who's undecided? The person who doesn't like the direction of the country, not really impressed with Kamala Harris, but not comfortable with Donald Trump, and probably more specifically, not necessarily comfortable with Trump's personality. If you are a policy voter, policy voters decided long ago who they're voting for. Wouldn't matter what Trump said, what Dome said, wouldn't matter at all. Policy voters, and that's how I vote. I vote on policy. I don't give a crap about your personality. Policy voters immediately identify, well, this person's with me on more of my policies than this person is. That's who I'm voting for. That's how I vote. It's how I've always voted. It's how I always will vote. Policy voters long ago decided. The only undecided people are personality voters. Almost all of those personality voters who are undecided are women. So back to what I just said. If you have criticisms, and those are perfectly fine to have criticisms, like the one I just voiced, why don't you talk to men? Last night, the Trump campaign, the Trump-Vance campaign, clearly they decided the entire evening was going to be, hey, present this gentle, I love my mom, women are wonderful, whatever you do as a woman, woman this, woman that. The entire night was kind of that rubbing her back and whispering to her like she's a cult you're trying to break in. That was the entire evening. Chris said, should we get a woman VP? No, gosh, that's the last thing we need. Anyway, that was the entire evening. J.D. Vance trying to soften Donald Trump. And he really, really, really did an excellent job. And remember what we discussed before the debate last night. What is it about a debate? Why didn't Walls have a good night, and why did J.D. Vance? Because debates are about knowing when to punt, when to parry, when to attack. He did it so well, even on the moderator.
Thank you, Governor. And just to clarify for our viewers, Springfield, Ohio does have a large number of Haitian migrants who have legal status. Sure. Temporary protected status.
Well, Margaret, but
thank you, Senator. We have so much to get to.
Margaret, I think it's important because
we're going to turn out of the economy. Debate, thank
Margaret,
you.
Margaret, the rules were that the you economy, guys weren't going to fact check. And since you're fact checking me, I think it's important to say what's actually going on. So there's an application called the CBP One app where you can go on as an illegal migrant.
He goes on to explain what it is. That is so well done. And if you're angry about the moderators, like that crap, the rules were no fact-checking, and of course she did that devious tactic. You ever do this when you're in an argument or had someone do it to you when you're fighting with your husband, fighting with your wife? Have you ever done it or seen someone do it? You try to throw in a final word of, well, yeah, well, that's why you're stupid all the time. Anyway, I don't want to fight anymore. You ever throw that out there? That was that little parting shot she tried to throw in. Tried to torpedo his argument and then move right along. Of course, everything you said's a lie. Anyway, we're transitioning to the economy. That's what she just tried to pull here.
Thank you, Governor. And just to clarify for our viewers, Springfield, Ohio does have a large number of Haitian migrants who have legal status. Sure. Temporary protected status.
Well, Margaret,
thank you, Senator. We have so much to get to.
Margaret, I think it's important.
Now, as to the moderators, as to the clips of the debate, as to a couple other things, we will do that in just a moment. Look, I'll play a few of them for you. We'll talk about some things, and then we're moving on to talk about other stuff. It was a good night. Was it an election-changing night? I don't know. We won't know. But whatever happened last night didn't hurt our chances. Now, I did forget to tease something that is coming halfway through next hour. And that something is someone. His name is Clay Martin. Longtime listeners of the show know him. He's our Green Beret, or one of our super studs who are friends of the show, who teach us things about fighting, about militaries, about guns, and about survival. Hang on for that one. Speaking of survival, you need food. Surviving a disaster, whether it be a natural disaster, military, it's on everyone's hearts, it's on everyone's minds right now, especially as we pray for what the people of Tennessee and North Carolina are going through. It's just awful. It's awful. My Patriot Supply is something I've told you about for a long time. They're the guys who make emergency food kits. Everyone who lives in your home needs an emergency food kit. Not later, not next month. You don't know. I don't know when disaster hits, and I don't know what it looks like, but I know my emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply will be there if I need it. How many times have I told you, what if the grocery stores shut down? And I'll get emails, Jesse, that's never going to happen. Yeah, go to East Tennessee. Tell me about it. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. 4-week food kits, $50 off. Go get one. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday night, a post-debate night with all kinds of things going on. You're going to play a couple clips here. We'll go through a couple things, and then we'll move on. We don't have to spend all night on it. It was good night. I'm happy. You're happy. I'm happy. I was not disappointed. Remember, I told you I was worried. I was so confident JD was going to crush him. I got myself nervous because last time that happened, we lost. So anyway, I get emails like this, and This actually gets exactly to the heart of what I was discussing. And in fact, what this lady says to me is almost verbatim what my wife said to me after the debate. We watched it together. Remember, I'm a dude. I'm decided. I'm a hardcore. I'm all the way in. I look at things differently and want different things than the audience they were aiming for last night. Last night was for that teeny tiny sliver of the population, almost all of them women, who still don't know Oh, do I hate inflation more than I hate Donald Trump? So I get this one. Jesse, watching the debate last night, the one thing that kept coming to mind, other than JD being a stud, is he is nice. This is from a woman. The way he spoke to Walz was calm and respectful. He complimented him and would say, you know, I actually agree with Tim on filling the topic. There was no shouting, no name calling, no insults. It was a well done debate. Do you think this will help the Trump campaign? Do you think it will help when Trump's reputation is to be rude and mean? What say you? Well, that goes to exactly what I just said. Me, I don't want civil. I don't even like civil. I don't believe in civility to communists. I believe in treating communists like filthy cancer, which is exactly what they are. But I'm already a decided voter. Donald Trump won my vote the second he won the nomination. I've been decided. You know I've been decided. Last night, my wife, after the debate, commented and complimented about how civil it was, and it was polite, and I wish debates could be like this more. And while that's not what I want, I'm not going to say I disagree with her, but that's not what I want. That is the person they were going for. What happened last night helped Trump Vance. It did. Is it enough? I don't know. Now we'll play a couple clips, respond to a couple things, then we'll move on. Is it enough? We're not going to know the answer to that until a month from now. What is it, Chris? November 7th? I should probably look into that. It's kind of important for what we do. But it's a month from now, then we'll know. It was a good night. It was a good pick. Now, let's do a couple things. This was very, very good. One of the other things I didn't like, but I understood, and it was the smart thing to do, I wanted J.D. Vance to go after Tim Walz at least once on his stolen valor. Tim Walz claimed to be Command Sergeant Major. He was not. Tim Walz, as the senior enlisted man in his unit, which is such a big deal, it's such an important role, bailed on his men right before deployment. I wanted that brought up. I wanted it on the national stage. J.D. Vance did a different route. He spent the night complimenting Walz, kind of. He focused all of his ire, all of his attacks on Kamala Harris. He did it all night long.
So what Tim Walz is doing, and I honestly, Tim, I think you got a tough job here, because you've got to play whack-a-mole. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver rising take-home pay, which of course he did. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver lower inflation, which of course he did. And then you've simultaneously got to defend Kamala Harris's atrocious economic record, which has made gas, groceries, and housing unaffordable for American citizens.
I may have wanted the stolen valor stuff. That's probably the smarter way to go. Blast Kamala. Blast Kamala. Blast Kamala. He also said this.
But I think that something that Governor Walz just said is quite extraordinary. You yourself just said Iran is as close to a nuclear weapon today as they have ever been. And Governor Walz, you blame Donald Trump, who has been the vice president for the last 3.5 years. And the answer is your running mate, not mine.
You notice Walz did the exact same thing. Instead of going after J.D. Vance, which he could have, J.D. Vance has a long history. He's a senator. He's got a comment here, a podcast there. Instead of doing that, Walz focused on the top of the ticket.
Look, Donald Trump was in office. We'll sometimes hear a revisionist history, but when Donald Trump was in office, it was Donald Trump who we had a coalition of nations that had boxed Iran's nuclear program in, the inability to advance it.
Yeah, I don't care about what he has to say. VP is almost always an attack dog. That's why they're chosen. Whether you love them or hate them, they're chosen to fill in some of the blanks of the perceived top of the ticket, or of the top of the ticket, or perceived blanks, I was trying to say. I didn't say it very well. That's why J.D. Vance, Mr. Calm, cool, I love my mom. He's a nice juxtaposition with Donald Trump, who's a lot rougher, a lot ruder in that way. Walz, what is he? Well, you have Dome, this nutball commie from California. Walz is, of course, just as communist, if not more, than Kamala Harris. But you know what? You know what else my wife said last night? Here's something for you. She said, she does not like Walz. She thinks he's creepy and weird. She said, he kind of reminds me of my dad. Boom. That's exactly why they were chosen. Now, I should note that my father-in-law, my wife's father, Corbett is his name. Not only is he a stud, a Marine, he's probably further to the right than me. So she just meant by his look. He looks like the nice Midwestern dad. So, all right, there's that. We'll do one or two more of these, and then we're checking out of here. No, we're not checking out of here. We're checking out of the debate. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. And I want to remind you that you can and should email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave a voicemail for the show. Many have. In fact, we got one. Well, we got a million of them, but we got some really, really good ones. We've only been doing these about 3 days. This one we just got, by the way, if you want to leave a voicemail, 877-377-4373. We've only been doing voicemails for a few days. You never say never. Right? You're not supposed to say that. You're never supposed to say that word. You never say never. You never say always. I think this is the best voicemail we will have ever gotten. I don't know how anyone's ever going to top this ever.
Dear Handsome, hey, I was gonna ask you a question. If they can get Buck Sexton and Clay Martin to do a show together, why can't you and BK do a show together and just fire Jewish producer Chris? I mean, it's not like he does anything really productive or anything, right?
He makes so many good points there. He makes so many good points. So I think we're going to think about it. All right. Speaking of which, we have a new producer. There's a new member of the Jesse Kelly Show family. No, Chris is still here. He's fine. But, you know, Michael left and he went to go be a lawyer or something evil like that. But now we have producer Corey. So when you hear me reference Corey, we have a new guy in town. And very much one of us. I have some concerns initially. He's only been here for a couple hours. We got cheese steaks earlier. He ordered his without onions. I'm not exactly sure what to make about that. No onions on a cheesesteak is, it's a red flag. Look, I've learned to spot red flags very early on. That's a big red flag. We'll see what happens from here. But anyway, back to the debate. Couple quick things. I have some friends that are pretty rough around the edges. Apparently, they're not as rough as Tim Walz' friends.
I've become friends with school shooters. I've seen it.
And, of course, they had the gun grab last night. I want to read you a quote before I play Tim Walz from last night. We talk about this a lot, that the founding fathers of this country, they did not put into place the Second Amendment so you could hunt. It's not about deer hunting, bird hunting, squirrel hunting. I used to do that as a kid all the time. I'd go to the woods with a .22 and kill squirrels. Gosh, that was awesome, but I digress. The Second Amendment was not about hunting. It was not about self-defense. That's a nice byproduct of it. It's not so you can shoot some guy who attacks you in the parking lot. It's not. What was the Second Amendment about? Well, I don't know. Let's ask George, shall we? Perhaps you've heard of him. His name's George Washington. Quote, "A free people ought not to only be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government." Oh, that was one of many. I could go through a million. The Second Amendment was put into place so you can fight the government if the government turns tyrannical. And no one wants to say that now. Ooh, it sounds so icky. You're starting a civil war. Nope. You should own every weapon. You should be allowed to own, I should say, every weapon. Stay within the law. Wherever you happen to be, they will happily throw you in a cage for violating that law. So stay within the law. But by the Second Amendment, by George Washington standards, Thomas Jefferson standards, you should have the same weapons the United States military has. Why? Because the United States military has it. That's why. Now, for Democrats, they hate that. Why? Because Democrats are communists. Communists want to hurt you if you don't do what they say. They want to throw you in prison. They want to murder you. That's how communists operate. America's communists are not any less violent than communists in the Soviet Union. Our communists are the same way. But because of our traditions, because of our laws, they are held back from doing what they want to do. So they have to kind of ease their way into it, you see? They'll make it all about schools and school shooting. And every now and then they get honest.
But I want to be very careful. This idea of stigmatizing mental health, just because you have a mental health issue doesn't mean you're violent. And I think what we end up doing is we start looking for a scapegoat. Sometimes it just is the guns. It's just the guns.
Just because you have a gun doesn't mean you're violent. That's the truth. But we will move on. You know why they want to disarm you. J.D. Vance did embarrass really all of them on the border and immigration last night. He hammered this over and over and over again, and it was really well done.
First of all, the gross majority of what we need to do at the southern border is just empowering law enforcement to do their job. I've been to the southern border more than our borders are. Kamala Harris has been, and it's actually heartbreaking because the Border Patrol agents, they just want to be empowered to do their job. Of course, additional resources would help, but most of this is about the president and the vice president empowering our law enforcement to say, if you try to come across the border illegally, you've got to stay in Mexico, you've got to go back through proper channels. Now, Governor Walz brought up the community of Springfield, and he's very worried about the things that I've said in Springfield. Look, in Springfield, Ohio, and in communities all across this country, you've got schools that are overwhelmed, you've got hospitals that are overwhelmed, you've got housing that is totally unaffordable because we brought in millions of illegal immigrants to compete with Americans for scarce homes. The people that I'm most worried about in Springfield Plainfield, Ohio, are the American citizens who have had their lives destroyed by Kamala Harris's open border. It is a disgrace, Tim.
The American citizen who feels rejected, neglected, put upon by his government and all the new arrivals they brought in needed to hear that last night. It was really, really, really well done. All right, to wrap this up, Walls, he got pressed on his lie about being in Tiananmen Square. He did not handle it well at all.
Governor Walls, you said you were in Hong Kong during the deadly Tiananmen Square protests in the spring of 1989. But Minnesota Public Radio and other media outlets are reporting that you actually didn't travel to Asia until August of that year. Can you explain that discrepancy?
Yeah, well, and to the folks out there who didn't get at the top of this, look, I grew up in small rural Nebraska, town of 400, town that you rode your bike with your buddies till the streetlights come on, and I'm proud of that service. I joined the National Guard at 17. Worked on.
Proud of that service? Growing up in a small town where the streetlights came on? That was service? Anyway.
Family farms. And then I used the GI Bill to become a teacher, passionate about it, a young teacher. My first year out, I got the opportunity in the summer of 89 to travel to China. 35 years ago, be able to do that. I came back.
This is what's known as filibustering, I should say. He was asked very specifically, hey, why'd you lie? He's filibustering.
Home. And
you see, you've only got 2 minutes. If you just bleed the clock dry for a minute 55, throw in something stupid at the end, that's how you filibuster your way out of it.
And then started a program to take young people there. We would take basketball teams.
I am not filibustering the segment, Chris. Why don't you shut up?
We would take baseball teams. We would take dancers.
I am kind of filibustering the segment now that I think about. Well, now I don't even want to play the rest of it, Chris. Now you made me self-conscious. Now I'm worried about me. Oh, well, I'm doing it anyway.
And we would go back and forth to China. The issue for that was to try and learn. Now, look, my community knows who I am. They saw where I was at. I will be the first to tell you, I have poured my heart into my community. I've tried to do the best I can, but I've not been perfect. And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been about that.
I'm a knucklehead. Can't wait to pull that out next time the wife says, you spent how much on cheese balls last month? I'm just going to drop the, I'm a knucklehead. What's wrong with you? I'm a knucklehead. Anyway, look, it's understandable why he lied. Who knows what his friends are saying to
him? I've become friends with school shooters. I've seen it.
Now, let's move on from all this, shall we? One final word on the moderators, and then we are done with this. Well, we will make fun of the media and their collapse, their complete meltdown after the whole thing, but I want you to do something. I want you to switch your cell phone service. I know that sounds ominous. It sounds really hard, switching your cell phone. You ever done it? I've done it. Because I had AT&T at one point, I had Verizon, I had T-Mobile. You got to go in, you have to deal with the employee who hates your guts and she just wants to post on Instagram all night long. It's a pain, it's expensive, you're signing contracts. Do you want to upgrade for $49.90? It's nothing like that at Pure Talk. When you choose to switch to Pure Talk, you'll save a fortune. You'll support a company who shares and promotes your values. And it's easy. You spend 10 minutes on the phone. That's it. You call them on the phone. They send you something in the mail. That's it. That's all. You can keep your phone. Keep your number. Get a new phone. New number. Switch to Pure Talk. Make your life better. Save money. Support a company who likes you. Dial #250 right now and just say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a wonderful hump day. Reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, on Spotify, on iTunes. We're going to do some hurricane flood stuff, some port strike stuff, talk about my new brand new pen knife. Not that I want to brag. We'll get to some emails. Let's just first check in really quickly on how the media handled it. I played a little bit of this earlier, but this is just, it's one final word on how the evening went. It was a good night. Celebrate. Smile. It was a good night.
There is no doubt in my mind, however Governor Walz did in terms of sincerity, that Vance won this debate.
Does Governor Walz have a problem with the truth?
No.
They were talking. At one point, Vance wanted to correct something about how Haitians got into this country. And he was right, and the moderators wouldn't let him correct it. It's very interesting.
But at the beginning, the two issues driving the campaign right now are Harris has a big deficit on the economy, Harris has a big deficit on immigration, and Republicans were happy tonight, and Democrats a little bit nervous that on those two issues, Vance carried it.
J.D. Vance is much more experienced at this, at public speaking, at defending himself, at pivoting.
It's the
I'll stop it there, but... Hold on a second there, Jake. That was Jake Tapper. J.D. Vance is much more experienced at public speaking. I ran for Congress and lost twice. I bet you I've given 100 speeches in my lifetime for two losing congressional races. Tim Walz was in U.S. Congress for 12 years, and now he's the governor of the state of Minnesota. He's not some goober who doesn't have any idea how to finish a sentence. He's spoken in front of people for years. And before that, he was a teacher who speaks in front of people. And then he was an assistant football coach who speaks in front of people. But they have to try to do this. Oh, look at my little toddler. It's so cute how he falls down. I think he just overprepared.
If it goes a few days, there won't be much of an effect. If it goes weeks, a month, or more, there could be.
I pressed completely the wrong soundbite there. That was talking about the dock worker strike. I bet you're so confused. That happens from time to time. But
my focus is just stay focused.
This is the one I was looking for.
I think there was a clear lack of preparation and execution here.
I think actually it's the opposite. I think he had too much preparation.
Maybe. Yeah.
He had so many lines that he was clearly trying.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, the moderators. We'll move on. We'll talk about some other stuff now. The moderators, though, remember we talked about this last night. They were over the top. They were evil. They were awful. Every single question was asked from the commie premise. Hey, why doesn't the federal government give more paid leave? And now that we've all accepted climate change is real. It was all that crap. They were awful. But they will be awful forever now. They've always been biased. They've always been bad. It will be uniquely awful forever now because of the Trump-Biden debate. I've never seen anything like that before. I've never seen a political debate end someone's career like that one did. It was so bad for the communists. They have already decided that's never going to happen again. Let's get to some more of these voicemails, shall we? Because, man, there was a pile of them last night. So this guy...
Yeah, Jesse, this is Coyote calling from Santa Cruz, California. I'm surrounded by left-wing lunatics and purple-haired Karens and masks, and I rely on your show to keep in touch with the real world, man. Ever since Michael left, things seem a little off. Are you waiting for the right Haitian to come along to replace Michael so that you can finally learn how to barbecue? My favorite part of the show right now is when you say, that's all.
That's not right. You know, that's not right. All right. We have Corey here. No onions, Corey. We'll see how it goes from here. We finally have some help. Let's get to some actual important things. Enough debate talk. Jesse, you've read an email of mine before as my husband was laid off and out of work for quite a while. We learned that nobody is coming to save us. Fast forward several months, and we are now displaced due to the hurricane. We live in and love the mountains and hope to return soon. I want to emphasize to your listeners this. The figurative fog of war is real. When we realized we should evacuate, all the exit routes were blocked by trees, roads washed away, transformers in the road. Couple the flooding with communications going down and things got dicey. No way to call for help or reach anyone. Thankfully, I consider myself an amateur prepper. Had we not done that, I can't imagine what last week could have turned into. The fog that accompanies unexpected situations like this can take over and be dangerous. People need to prepare, get plans together for everything. Her name is Angie. We need to say a prayer for Angie, her husband, going through hell right now. East Tennessee, North Carolina, it's really, really, really bad. I want to really drive that point home. It's really, really bad for these wonderful people right now. Keep them in your prayers. If you can support them in any way, do. I already gave you two charities that I trust completely who are already on the ground. Glenn Beck's Mercury One, mercuryone.org, or Samaritan's Purse. I've already given to Samaritan's Purse. Whatever. I don't care. I'm not partial to anyone. People need help. As far as making preparations go, I brought him up at the beginning of the show. You know Clay Martin if you listen to the show regularly, our super stud Green Beret guy. He is a bit of a survival expert, to put it mildly. About halfway through next hour, Clay is going to call in and he's going to give us basics. I was texting with him earlier today. As he knows, and I made sure I reinforced this point that you're not a Navy SEAL. I'm not in Delta Force. I'm a normal human being. Yeah, I've got obviously some Marine Corps training and stuff like that, but I'm a normal human. I'm just like you. What do we need to do? Don't tell me I need to low crawl through the Vietnamese jungle. I don't know any of these things. Tell me, normal guy, what should I be doing now to make basic preparations for disaster? Whatever a disaster is, a flood, an EMP, a hurricane, a military invasion. Clay is going to give that to us in about a half hour from now. Make sure you stick around from that. Make sure you're also stocked up on Relief Factor. Relief Factor is miraculous. I still don't understand how exactly they did it. Doctors got together. They developed it. It was developed by doctors. But it's 100% drug-free. And the idea is this. You want to be drug-free. You don't want to ignore pain. That's terrible because that just degrades your life. And you don't want to constantly be taking things to mask pain for obvious reasons. So what does that mean? Well, your body is fighting that inflammation. Your back that hurts, your neck that hurts, your knee, your hand, your arm, your muscle, your joint. Your body's trying to fight it. Your body needs a little help. That's all. The pain is there because your body needs help. Relief Factor is that help. Take it for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, never order anymore. 3 weeks. They sell 3-week quick start kits for $19.95. Go 1-800-4-RELIEF, or we can go to relieffactor.com. 3-week quick start kit. All right. Talk a little bit more about the dock workers and other things next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.